with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump by the brought to you by Pump.
That
septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it. Yeah, pump it. I'm not sure if I believe this stat, but if it is true, women over 40, you nasty. All right, you nasty.
Nasty.
A new poll of women between 40 and 60 found that they spend 24% of their waking hours thinking about sex. Yeah.
Boy.
The poll also asked women to name the most sexually satisfying decade of their lives. Half of the women in their 50s said it was when they were in their 30s, just getting railed in their 30s. God.
But see, here's the problem is I feel bad for the husbands out there because the lady can just kind of go out at any point and be like, you come with me.
Yeah.
We're going,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Not for the guys so much.
No, especially as we get older. And what's funny is that our sexual primes don't match up. All right. For us men is basically like 18 to 25, I guess, if we'd say it's our prime, like that's rock solid, ready to go. And then it just slowly just peters off, pun intended. And then women hit their stride mid-30s and their 40s. And us guys at that point, we're spent, man. All right. We're tired.
Bones hurt, muscles hurt, yeah. Everything hurts.
I'm sitting here trying to impress my wife with moves, and let's be honest, I've lost a step or two. Okay,
it's ten.
It's like just maybe a solid three minutes in there. But that's why for all you young bucks out there, all right, all you young guys out there on the prowl, I'm telling you, man, your bread and butter gonna be the middle aged women. All right, you look for a lady, okay, if she's sitting at a bar by herself. Mid-40s, she's drinking a white wine spritzer. Pfft, that's golden right there. You go for that, all right?
Go for it.
You know, have yourself a good time. Good time. Get it out on the dance floor. Whisper a couple of sweet nothings, man. You're going to have a blast. A blast.
Dang.
If I could go back and give myself one job. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Dude, I ran through some cougars. I got some cougar pelts mounted on the wall, if you will.
Notches in your belt. Jesus.
It's just they don't ask for much, you know. You don't got to give them fancy things. You don't got to constantly, you know, compliment them on everything. It's just, it's nice. It's easy. It's easy.
It's quite nice.
Yeah. If I could go back and give myself one job in my 20s, it would have been a pool boy. That's what I wish I would have done. I wish in like an affluent area, nice rich area.
You made the wrong decisions as a child, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I could have been a pool boy. All right. Could have been a pool boy just running through them, all those cougars. But no, instead, here I am. Middle-aged, just past my prime.
Sad.
Great. So, sad. Yeah, watch out for cougars out there. They're on the prowl, man.
They'll get you.
Lastly, I think we can all relate to this, well, especially after this survey. Everybody hates email. A new survey of office workers found that sending and responding to emails is the most annoying part of their workday. 48% of respondents said email is the most irritating task in their day. And
well, look, because it sucks, man. Dude, it's like old school technology. Our email takes what, like 10 minutes to load? It's ridiculous.
Just, it's not even so much that I can deal with, you know, a crappy operator. It's just the amount of emails, okay? And then people will email you about emails that you didn't respond to. I don't know if you saw my previous email. I'm emailing you in regards to my previous. It's emails about emails. Are you kidding me? That's horrible.
We need to upgrade a little bit, guys. We need to, you know, everything else is evolving. Why isn't the email?
It's just, man, I spend most of my, like, the first part of my day, Hunter, when I walk in, it's not like enjoying a cup of coffee or seeing what's, no, it's sifting through the garbage of emails that we have. And then, I don't know why people get so angry about emails. When you don't respond, right? At this point in time, if you don't respond to an email post haste, like it's it, you get written up,
you get burnt at the stake, basically, like an old witch.
Hey, did you see that effing email? I'm like, I'll get to it. Just give me a minute. And then all the spam emails, like, and there's what I don't know how many times, Hunter, I've marked things like, oh, that's spam, that's spam, that's spam. I come in the next day, more spam, more spam, more spam. Like, there's no vetting. It doesn't do anything.
It just makes you miserable, basically. That's what it's there for.
Even better now too. It's on our phones. Like, it's on our phones. Jeez. And it's just constant on the weekends, everywhere. So yeah, who invented email? Hold on, let me look this up. Who invented email? His name is Shiva Ayyadari. Ooh, you're a son of a bitch. All right.
You bastard.
I'm going to say it right now. Shiva, we hate you. You're a real bastard. You're a real bastard. All right. Anyway, so what do we got? We got horny cougars in your area looking to connect. And damn you, Shiva, and your stupid emails. You bastard.
Bastards. Right.
Unless I'm getting an email about hot single cougars in my area, then I'm okay with it. That's the only one I'm okay with. All right. There you go. That is your morning dump. Bye. Brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.